the scoreline doesn't, in my opinion, really reflect what went on today. We had a great start to the game as the away team. I don't think they've been beat here for a year at home. Hit the bar. That could have changed the course of the events. And probably the end of the first half, the last 15, 20 minutes, was when they really cranked it up. And we struggled in that period to hold on to them. They got the goal. And they probably deserved that second half. We had loads of chances. Keepers played well. But we were okay today. But they were still a good side. And you have to understand that. Their pace and their power unsettles you and opens you up at times when you least expect it, and it was enough for them to win today.
You talked about getting a response. Did you get that from your players at least?
Yeah, I thought we had a good commitment to the game. And just the final moment for us just let us down. Final third quality just let us down until the end, and then suddenly it was all opening up for us, and the game looked on a knife edge, even though it was only 3-1. But as I say, yeah, I've got no complaints about the scoreline in terms of we've played well, but we're beaten by a better side today, a strong team at home.
Have you met them possibly at their best so far in the Premier League this season today as well?
Well, I kind of warned my players, you know, that they after Chelsea, you're going to get a reaction because they didn't play well at Chelsea. I was there. And, you know, they had a little rally call this week. So we knew we was going to be up against a highly charged team. But they still got to deliver it. And they did today for their manager and their team. They're champions for a reason. And they've come against a good Palace team today and they've won.